If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Kinda Funny Games Daily, Jeezy Creezy Tuesday, November 8th, 2022. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside Forbes 30 Under 30, a.k.a. the future glass of video games, a.k.a. the OK Beast, Blessing Eddie Oye Jr.
What's up, Greg?
What's up with you? I want to run through of your day, all right? Because you came in hot. You came in here. You were looking. You had a great outfit on. You had a nice jacket, a nice shirt, the I voted sticker.
Thank you.
You were immediately complimented on your appearance, and then you were like, I spilled coffee on my shirt. The shirt is different now. The glass is still wet with raindrops.
Yes.
You can take a breath. You can clean your glasses. It's okay.
It's been one of those mornings. It's been one of those mornings where I was like, man, maybe working from home wasn't all that bad. Maybe we should go back and work from home. Because, like, I woke up maybe, like, you know, 15, 20 minutes after my alarm. You know, and, like, not I didn't miss my alarm.
Sure.
It was one of those ones where I snoozed it, and I was like, I can keep this going, right? Like, it's not a crazy morning. What do I have to do? I'm going to vote this morning.
Got to vote. Like, everybody vote. If you're in America, go vote right now. You still vote.
Go vote. I'm going to do that, and I'm going to prep games daily, and it's going to be a fine time. I wake up, you know, do my shower, do everything, sit down, start prepping games daily. And it's that thing of games daily is still harder to prep without Nibel.
Sure. And rest so,
like,
in peace.
Rest in peace, Nibel. And so it's that thing where I'm like, what are the big news stories today? Like, it's kind of harder to get a read on, like, all right, what is everybody all locked in on? And now I do have the rotations of, like, I had to send myself a Slack of, like, all right, I'm going IGN, VGC, Slack. Like, I have my news sources now.
Yeah.
Of, like,
Slack's pretty high on that list.
Slack is pretty high on the list in terms of my news sources. And so now I have my rotations that I'm trying to start to get down. So I do that. It takes a little bit longer than usual to get news because, again, it's a big news day, but it's also not a big news day. It's a wild news day, right? There's a lot of items, but, like, it's kind of all over the place in terms of what the items are. So I did that. I then was like, all right, I'm running a bit behind because I'm running late, but I still got a vote, and so I'm going to fill out my ballot. Did that. I was like, okay, cool. That's done. I got an outfit that I've been wearing. There's a bomber jacket that I've not been I've not been happy with how it looks when I wear it at home. Right, like, it was one of those things where I remember some days sitting down.
Like, this is gonna look fierce, but then you sat down on your Discord camera. Like, this isn't playing.
Yeah, I was like, this is too bright. Like, the camera's not catching it right, and so I'm gonna wait until I'm in the studio to actually rock this jacket. Right, put on the jacket, put on the outfit. I'm like, all right, today's a good day. I'm fresh. I'm running late, but everything should be good. Get in my car, drop my ballot off. I go to Krispy Kreme to get a coffee real quick.
Yeah.
Because the McDonald's line is just way too long. Get here, and when I tell you that. It is raining in San Francisco right now in a way that I've never seen.
The winter
rain.
Is here.
Yeah, like, thimble winter is here. It's chaotic out there. It's raining like crazy. I've never seen it rain like this in San Francisco. I get out my car, or I should, let me rewind.
Rewind it.
Let me rewind it to the Krispy Kreme. Thank you, Barrett. The Krispy Kreme drive-thru where I'm ordering my food, and, like, it's that thing where my car is, like, right beneath where the roof ends, and so
sure.
I'm getting, like, the bigger
drips.
I'm getting the runoff from the thing, and so I'm like, fuck, I shouldn't have parked this way, but it's too late, right? I'm waiting for them to get my order. They're taking a while. My window's rolled up. She then comes to the window, and she's like, hey, like, you know, I got your thing. I just roll down my window, and this rain is just pouring into my car, and I'm like, thank you, and, like, she's doing the thing where she's giving me things one at a time. Like, she gives me a thing, walks away for a while, comes back, gives me another thing, and I'm like, please just give me everything at once.
I will wait for it.
Yeah, I'll wait for it. I'm also running late. Just give me everything at once, and I'll, like, we can be good to go. But that happens. The inside of my car is drenched. I'm drenched. I get to the studio, and it is raining even more now. I get out my car, and I'm like, all right, cool. Like, let's just rush.
I just got to make it inside.
Like, I'm probably not going to wear this jacket because the jacket is soaked now. And then as I get my car, I spill my coffee on myself. Yeah. And I'm like, fuck. All right, cool. Well, I'm just not going to wear this shirt then on the show. And I get in, and I'm still like, there's still some things that I had to wrap up for the show notes. It's just been a long day.
Great in this shirt. This is a Kind of Funny shirt, of course. You got it from the spare room over there, the store.
The store, yeah. And it was, this is honestly one of the on-display ones. I'm not supposed to take these, but...
Tim will never know.
Nobody tell Joey.
Tim will never know. I'm wearing this Kind of Funny bomber jacket. Don't worry about it. And here's what I want to know, Bus. Mm-hmm. How much is a donut these days at Krispy Kreme? Right, I know you're getting a coffee. You're not even getting a donut that often. But, like, how much is a donut rocking over there, you think?
I got a pack of, like, what are they called? The donut holes. Sure. Which they give you in a cup, of all things, right? Yeah, I was expecting, like, a box or professional. Yeah, they give me, like, a plastic cup with the, with
put
the donut
in your
holes.
Cup holder, you know, you can touch it. Right?
And the options shocked me. I was like, give me, like, four of these things, and I'll be good. I just need something to you know, fill me up just for games daily so I can get to lunch.
That's all
I
needed. That sugar, yeah.
Yeah, and they're like, hey, do you want 10 or 24? And I was like, those are your only options? 10 or 24? And I look at the menu, and nowhere on the menu does it say how much these things cost.
Sure, okay.
So I do not know how much I paid for these donut holes, for this 10-pack of donut holes.
Here's what I'm going to do, all right?
What's up?
You stop every day at Krispy Kreme or McDonald's, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to give you this nice crisp $20 bill.
Oh, it's okay. I don't need a $20 bill. I appreciate it.
Oh, you misunderstand. This isn't for you. This is for me.
Oh, okay.
And once a week until this runs out, I would like a random donut of your choosing. Just once a week. Don't treat me too much.
Once a week. I got you.
And when you get to the point where you're like, yo, donuts are more expensive than we thought, let me know. You know, I refill the coffers.
All right, I got you. Once a week.
I don't know what kind of boss you think I am. You had a rough morning. I'm going to give you $20. Fuck off. You know what I mean?
I was like, oh, shit. God, I'm funny's better. I'm going to put this in my calendar, a weekly Krispy Kreme.
There you go. It surprised me. Don't do it on the same day. Just like we'll surprise everybody with this news. A Horizon multiplayer game, MMORPG, might be in the works. Call of Duty is kind of coming out next year again and more because this, ladies and gentlemen, is Kind of Funny Games Daily. Each and every weekday on a variety of platforms, we run you through the nerdy video game news you need to know about. If you like that, be part of the show. Of course, you can write in on kindoffunny.com/KFGD for free. That's right. No bucks to be tossed our way, but if you think we're doing a great job, head over to patreon.com/kindoffunny. On patreon.com/kindoffunny, of course, you can get each and every episode of Kind of Funny Games Daily ad-free. You can watch us record the other podcasts like PS I Love You, XOXO, The Gamescast, and The Xcast live without any ads. And of course, you could get 38 episodes of bonus exclusive shows like The Shit List, Gregway, and so much more, all on patreon.com/kindoffunny. We thank you and appreciate your support. However, if you have no bucks to toss our way, it's no big deal. There's multiple ways to support us. You can watch us record this show live on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames and youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. If you're watching live, you have a special job. Go to kindoffunny.com/you'rewrong and tell us what we screw up as we screw it up so we can set the record straight for everybody watching later. We already have one here. I don't know if I believe it. Mm-hmm. Nanobiologist writes in and says, a cup of donut holes from Krispy Kreme costs $2.
Yeah, but, like, where does Nano live? Where is he getting those
and
numbers?
And what number of donuts? So that's the 10? Is I'm getting 10 donut holes for $2?
But that's, again, where is he buying
that sounds like
Krispy
too much
Kreme
of a deal.
Though,
you know?
I forget where Nano lives.
This cup, I've not touched the cup of donut holes. They're just sitting on my desk. But, like, this is a big cup of donut holes. They feel that's more than $2 worth. I'm paying, what, like $4 maybe if they ask for it for that?
Nano says he sends us to fastfoodmenuprices.com, and he has Krispy Kreme prices over there. So, yeah, who knows? I would think it's got to be comparable.
If I bring out my cup of donut holes, will you take one? Will you
yeah,
one?
Sure, of course.
Well, let me go get my cup.
Okay, sure. I'll keep doing the show.
Put some donut holes.
Of course, ladies and gentlemen, I said all the stuff, and I said, oh, yeah, if you want to watch later, though, you're not watching live, you can't correct us. It's no big deal. Remember, you can catch the show on demand, youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. Of course, yeah, that's where we live stream it. That's because the live stream is the archive now. It's great. It's amazing. However, if you're one of these people who show up and click on the videos page, you might go, man, they aren't posting that many videos. Remember, YouTube did this weird redesign where there's videos and then there's live. If you go to live, you'll see Kind of Funny Games Daily where we've done it, and that's where the archive is. And plenty of you have found it. And of course, if you just go to youtube.com/kindoffunnygames, there's all the playlists we spent a lot of time curating. But a lot of people don't go that way, apparently, and it's a huge pain in my ass, so don't worry about it. You know, I go over there, I see
But here's the thing, Greg. You and I also both do the videos tab. You know, we're not playlist boys, so we have to understand.
I mean, it's occasionally. I would think it's more rare that I do that.
Oh.
That is a lot of good. I mean, that's a good-looking cup of donut holes right there.
Dude,
from Krispy
right?
Kreme. Now, we're not sponsored, but we're willing if you're listening to Krispy Kreme. Clearly. I just gave him $20, not for the hell of it. You know what I mean? Yeah.
This won't be allocated toward the $20 a game.
I appreciate that. Thank you. This is a share. This is just sharing.
The free sample. Yeah,
I appreciate it. Okay. Yeah, I guess this is good. Yeah, okay. Everybody, hold on. Audio listeners, I'm going to eat a donut hole.
I can't wait to get this
review. God damn, that's good.
Yeah?
I mean, Krispy Kreme. You know how good Krispy Kreme is.
I mean, yeah. It's Krispy Kreme.
Man.
I know audio listeners love this.
They're fine. Here comes Bear to eat one.
Bear.
And I'll tell you what,
and this is not on you, all right? I understand. I'm not putting this on you. I'm shocked we don't have more donuts in here, you know? Mm-hmm. Danny O'Dwyer came to visit the spare bread room. He brought a box of donuts. And you would think that this would happen. Of course, we all know well, Andy's already violated the nug policy, coming in with McDonald's not bringing extra nugs. That was a huge
absolutely
problem.
Absolutely shameful.
So I understand that, like, we're not on a donut policy yet. But I feel like, you know, Krispy Kreme, you buy a dozen. I mean, I was in high school. That was our big thing.
Let me tell you. Yeah. My last job, I did that. I brought a dozen donuts to work.
You were the donut guy.
I got in trouble for doing
that. You got in trouble?
Yeah.
What the fuck does that mean?
I think part of it was I was a temp worker, and I think they saw it as like, oh, no, don't try to buy your way into the job. Like, don't bring it. Don't, like, bribe us or whatever. And I'm like, I'm just trying to be nice. I was just trying to – I was buying donuts because, like, I wanted a donut, and I was like, maybe other people want a donut. Yeah. I got a talking to after I brought a dozen donuts to work.
And I don't mean to dime you out. Was this when you were at Starbucks?
Yeah.
See, was it possibly that? I'm like, hey, no, don't bring non-Starbucks food into Starbucks. And now you weren't at a Starbucks. You were at, like, a corporate office.
No, Starbucks corporate office. But, like, my boss had brought donuts before, like a dozen donuts for us. So it wasn't – and from the same donut shop. So it wasn't that. I think it was just the fact that, like, they didn't want this, like, weird power dynamic of, like, oh, yeah, he keeps bringing donuts because he wants to get hired full-time. That's what I think it is. They didn't say it. They didn't say that, but I was like, that's only explanation.
Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't worry about that. Kevin wouldn't have that problem here. Don't worry. And I also, yeah, you're full-time and pretty important to the company. You already know that, so I guess that would be the problem.
Oh, did we finally sign that paper? Did we finally sign him on?
Am I finally full-time? Let's fucking go.
we'll get back to you about the health. One of the things, when I had an internship out in Washington, D.C. for a summer, this is between sophomore and junior year of college, I think. Maybe it was junior to senior, doesn't matter. I eventually got called into my boss's office, and he's like, hey, it was a newsletter company. It was my first, like, real, like, journalism job, right? I had worked at, like, the Glen Allen paper for a couple summers, so I guess this was, in fact, my second one, or whatever, junior to senior. And he eventually called me in his office. He's like, all right, cool. You're doing great here. We're really appreciative of you. You got to stop wearing a tie to work and bringing a briefcase. And I knew I was dressed better than everybody else there because they were all just polo shirts or, like, you know, collar shirts with no tie. But I was wearing a tie and bringing a briefcase every day. He's like, you got to knock the shit off, man.
That'd be like a great prank to pull on somebody, like, in the first 4 months of working at Kind of Funny.
Sure.
Like, if they were, let's say if they were pulling a Tim, they were wearing bomber jackets every day.
Yeah.
Pull them into a room and be like, hey. You gotta start wearing bomber jackets.
That's Tim's thing. That's Tim's thing. You can't do that.
You can't.
On the first day of work for him at IGN, Ryan Clements wore a suit. And everybody's like, you gotta knock this shit off. What the fuck are you doing? We had all come back from E3, only half the company was there. Everybody was like in t-shirt and jeans and just beat to shit.
So funny. Just an update on the donut pricing. Alex J. Sandoval in the YouTube chat says, in Atlanta, a 10 count of Krispy Kreme donut holes, $3.49. So,
yeah, see, I don't think, and this isn't on Nana, who says, also confirms he's in Maryland, land of the crab, baby.
Yeah.
I'm not blaming Nano. He did the best he could for internet research, but you know how this prices vary on region and everything else. I digress. If you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, we have some housekeeping for you. The Kind of Feudy questionnaire has returned. You can fill out the survey to help determine the answers for an upcoming episode of Kind of Feudy. That's up on Blessing's Twitter right now. Of course, twitter.com/BlessingJr. If you're not familiar with Kind of Feudy, it is one of the 38 episodes of exclusive content we put up on patreon.com/kindoffunny, and it's fantastic and it's fun. And I am on such a losing streak. I was so dominant from Discord. And now here, Mike is just slam-a-jamming on me every day. Tim's beating me. Andy occasionally beats me. It's embarrassing, Buzz.
What do you think went wrong? Really shameful.
I think it's honestly, what I like about it is that you have pivoted to doing more, what do you think questions? Like, what's the best question? Before it was like, do you remember the games of the year for 2000, whatever? And I'd be able to kind of work backwards sometimes and figure that out, where I think it was more factual based. Whereas this is like, name a great Kirby game. Like, I don't fucking Kirby. I don't know. You know what I mean?
That's why you got to do it. You got to, like, learn your Kirby, Greg.
You already asked the question. I don't have to do shit now. I don't have to worry about it.
Because I think your downfall is usually when I bring up the Nintendo stuff also.
100%. You've been doing a lot of that lately, as if you're mad at me.
Well, I've been trying to spread it.
You want me to give you $20 for no reason?
Because I was really excited about the $20, by the way. I was like, oh, shit, I'm going
to
buy
you. You immediately tried to do like the kid on Christmas. Like, oh, I don't need it. Okay, I'll take it. I'll take it anyway. I'm going to offer it.
But I've been trying to spread even between Nintendo, PlayStation, Xbox, and like, you know, I think you just got to get out of your PlayStation bubble, Greg.
Okay, first off, but fuck you, because this is where it comes back to. Remember when the other one was like, what PlayStation character would you want on your basketball team?
Yeah.
Like, again, that's a great question where it's not like there's a right answer. And I think that's where I'm like, oh, I got it. You fucking idiot kids. What are Greg Miller's platinum trophies? Nobody said DC Universe Online. Don't even get me started. I don't want to talk about Kind of Feud anymore. I'll instead remind you that there's a new Kind of Funny podcast up, youtube.com/kindoffunny. And of course, podcast services around the globe. It is Mike and Andy. You get to decide who broke the friendship. Because there was a big fight at League Worlds, League of Legends Worlds over the weekend. Mm. They both present their cases, and I think it's pretty clear Andy's in the wrong. Thank you to our Patreon producers, Morgan Lorraine, Fargo Brady, Christopher Rodriguez, the Kind of Funny Destiny 2 PC Clan, Talltree 81, Joseph A. Carlson, 1UP Pest Control, Kerry Palmer, Elliot, Brian Cheney, Trevor Starkey, Super Daddy Kyle, Undertopian, David Mindtell, Mind Freak, Eric Velasquez, Scotty Wyatt, Alex Gradle, Al Tribesman, The Predator, Jason L., James Davis, a.k.a. at James Davis Makes, Mick at Denanobiologist Abramson, Ryan T. from Tennessee, Derek Gregg, Donald Eccles. Today we're brought to you by Factor, MeUndies, and Shady Rays, but we'll tell you about that later. For now, let's begin the show with what is and forever will be the Roper Report. Time for some news. 8 items on the Roper Report.
A baker's dozen.
Speaking of Greg Miller ass MMORPGs like DC Universe Online, number one on the Roper Report, Sony has reportedly partnered with NCSoft to make a Horizon MMORPG. This is Tom Ivan at VGC. Sony and NCSoft have reportedly struck a deal to create a Horizon MMORPG. According to news site MTN, you think they call it Mountain? You think they call that site Mountain?
No, I don't think you can do that. Legally, I think that MTN probably... Wait, is Mountain Dew, is that MTN? Is that a thing we can...
They spell out Mountain... Well, I've seen a Mountain Dew abbreviated like this. Kind of funny.com.
But also, like, Mountain Time, they'll abbreviate to MTN.
Do they? I don't feel like MTN is like the Mountain Dew can't just say MTN.
Yeah, okay, that's what I was thinking. Yeah, Mountain Dew can't is just MTN. Huh. So if I see MTN, I'm just thinking of Mountain Dew.
According to news site Mountain, not related to Mountain Dew, the project will be developed by a South Korean company behind the Lineage and Guild Wars MMO series and target the global market as part of Sony's push to live service games. NCSoft is currently recruiting developers to work on a project, or I'm sorry, to work on a title, which is said to be listed as Project H in job ads. A statement from NCSoft's global communication office reportedly read via Google Translate, quote, "It is difficult to confirm information about unpublished projects that are currently under development," end quote. VGC has contacted Sony for comment on this report. Guerrilla Games, the Sony-owned studio behind 2017's Horizon Zero Dawn and this year's sequel Horizon Forbidden West, has long planned to expand Horizon into multiplayer, VGC understands. Last year, Guerrilla was staffing up for an online game, although it's unclear if the title in question was a Horizon one. Among the roles advertised on the studio's website was a senior social systems designer position whose job would involve engaging players in, quote, social interactions to create lasting relationships and, where compatible, ... create guild-like groups to explore together, end quote. Blessing, Adeoye, Jr., mm-hmm. Let's fucking go.
Is this what you want?
Well, that's an interesting question. I love the Horizon world, and I loved Forbidden West, and I loved Zero Dawn, and I loved the Frozen Wilds as well. I love Horizon, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't think if I was sitting there, like, I'd be like, well, you know, this is what we need or what we don't need. But what gets me excited about this is I know how good Guild Wars was. Mm. Is. Guild Wars 2 is still great and still going strong, right? I have done both work with Guild Wars, where I helped them at PAX 1 year host their show where they announced all their different stuff. And then, of course, Christine Steimer, formerly of IGN, What's Good Games, now over at Riot. She played Guild Wars to death. And it was that thing of, it was an MMO that was the open, breathing, living world. It wasn't instanced. It was you're running into stuff. They really took care of their community. They really supported it with cool content. They had a bunch of cool systems, mechanics, and characters in there. It just was always that thing of like, I don't want to play on a PC, number one, because I'm a loser. And number two, like, I don't have a connection to this world. Putting it in Horizon, I assume putting it on PlayStation 5 as well as PC probably at launch, mm-hmm. right? As we've talked about with these live service initiatives, right? You've already done so much work to make me go, oh, that's dope, right? Like, I do think every so often about going back to DC Universe Online. But the problem is when I've gone back, you know, during COVID, I went back for a while. And it was such a, all right, I put more than 900 hours into this game, but the world has moved on and they've changed everything. And there's new currencies and there's this and there's that. And they're like, what am I trying to do? None of my old clan is still playing. So who would I play with and what would I do? And you just walk away because it's overwhelming. The idea of, hey, let's start a new MMORPG. Let's start it in the Horizon world, which already starts to write itself.
Where of
course. How many times have we talked about, oh, man, they're going to do a Monster Hunter-like Horizon, right? Mm-hmm. This would be that, right? Where it is like, cool, there, you know, there are these giant machines out there. Let's team up to take on the giant Thunderjaws because we're not Aloy. We're not as strong as she is. So we go on to take on these giant things. Or you go off on your smaller quest. You do your own thing. You level up. You do these things. Like, this is exciting to me, yeah, because it sounds like a lot of what I would love from Horizon mixed with a lot of what I love from a DC Universe Online and put into this MMO from a talented developer, two talented developers, yeah, if you're including Horizon, but NCSoft that I know a lot of good people love.
My question is this the same Horizon multiplayer game that we've been talking about in terms of what we want from the Monster Hunter-like, right? Like, I go back to about a month ago, we talked about the report from MP First. I'm pulling up Game Informer's article that they wrote about it, where they talked about...
I only get my news from Mountain, I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry. Let me look up Mountain. But they talked about the Horizon Zero Dawn remake that is being reported, remake/remaster.
Sure.
And then with that, right, the other report that was tagged along with that was them talking about the multiplayer game. And here in Game Informer's article, they wrote, alongside word of a Zero Dawn remake/remaster, MP First says it has other sources that say a PlayStation team, presumably Guerrilla Games, is developing an online multiplayer game set in the world of Horizon for PlayStation 5 and PC. MP First has two sources that were able to verify this project, and a third source went a step further, citing that the game may feature, quote, a form of co-op. However, the publication notes that it has not been able to verify that or whether the game's online functionality would include co-op or PvP. Of course, take all this with a grain of salt, but if these two games turn out to be real, it seems Sony is ready to bet even bigger on the Horizon franchise, and then it goes on. And none of that contradicts with what we just read in terms of what this Guild Wars team, NCSoft project is, right? Which I think could be exciting, but also... I wonder, like, on the spectrum, how much of it is MMORPG versus how much of it is Monster Hunter? Because one of those things does make me more excited. I do get more excited about a co-op Monster Hunter experience that is more focused on the action as opposed to the MMO elements of it.
And I'm the opposite. Where, like, I do hope there's only one multiplayer game there so that you don't just totally, you know, snuff this fire out for people wanting more Horizon content. And I feel that a co-op Horizon game, I feel like I look at that and I'm like, oh, that's... And I don't know why exactly, but I feel like that's a known quantity. Like, I know what that's going to look like, play like, and feel like. And I'm like, okay, it's going to be what we already are doing, a little bit lessened, right? You're going to feel like Aloy, but not all the way, and there'll be some restrictions, and we have to work together. Whereas I feel like, hey, we're taking Horizon, putting it into a new genre. It is this MMORPG. It is this grander world that more stuff's happening on. There's factions to choose from and guilds to make. And this, like, that gets me more excited because it's the unknown. And again, because it's NCSoft, which I know is good, but I haven't tasted. It's Forbidden Fruit. Even though I saw somebody go through, say, Guild Wars 2 does work on Steam Deck and plays really good with some tweaks. Right. That's interesting. And I also saw Crushed Lemons go through, and this is a one-off. We'll get back to what you think in a second. Mm-hmm. Crushed Lemons went through and said, a Horizon remake? Why? Money! I don't know how many times on this show I have to tell you. Money! They are still making more in the Horizon universe. And when they want... What is it, were the Horizon shows on Amazon or Netflix? Which one is it? I always fucking forget.
Peacock.
Peacock.
No,
Jesus.
Kidding,
no, that's fucking Twisted Metal.
Twisted Metal.
Wherever they're doing that, they want you to watch the fucking show.
But I just want art to be art in
Go
a capitalist society.
Buy a PlayStation 5 and you say, man, wherever I just streamed this Horizon show, it was great. And there's Horizon with a PlayStation 5 tag on it because I have fucking a PlayStation 5 in my cart right now. Money! You don't have to buy it, but it's how it's going to be for the rest of your life for this shit because they keep doing this.
And to that same point of money, right?
God,
like,
damn it!
That is the, it is the same point of, like, that is why you're getting so many different iterations of Horizon, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's good for everybody involved. I know so many of us don't want to remake / remaster, including me. I'm not going to play a Horizon Zero Dawn remake or remaster
the way I played the
Last of Us one, right? Because I fucking love The Last of Us. And that was also way further back than Horizon, which, funny enough, like, we were already like, Last of Us is too soon for a remake, but that worked out for them. I'm sure a Horizon remake/remaster is going to be fine, right? That's going to speak to the people it speaks to, and it's going to speak to the people that watch the Netflix show and go, oh man, this Horizon thing looks cool. Where do I start off with this? Oh, there's a Horizon Zero Dawn on PS5 that is native that looks as good as Forbidden West. Let me start off with that. Yeah. And then work my way through Forbidden West. Oh, man, there's a Horizon game I can play with my friends. Let me play that, right, in the form of this NCSoft game that's reported. I think these are all good ideas. And I do think that the Sony teaming up with NCSoft is a good idea. And I think it's a good direction for Sony, who as we've talked about many times, does want to break into multiplayer, does want to break into live service. What better way to do it than to continue to partner with people who know how to do multiplayer, know how to do live service, and knows how to do the genres that seemingly you're interested in, right? Like, again, I say, I for one would prefer a Horizon Monster Hunter-like game that is more action-y like Monster Hunter. That said, PlayStation doesn't really have an MMO right now, right? Greg, correct me if I'm wrong, if I'm missing anything. But I think to be able to break into different genres and go, hey, like, we are going to have third-person action co-op experiences, maybe in the form of Last of Us Factions or other games that they're working on, maybe in the form of, maybe they include Destiny in that as well.
Yeah.
What if we did have an MMO? What if we did have a combat car game in Twisted Metal for live service?
You know, and also, I mean, is that idea of, like, you know, when we say MMO, I think so many of us do jump to World of Warcraft, right? Mm-hmm. Or Guild Wars is going to look like that. I feel like there is a lot, that's a genre that you can play with. And a Horizon game, I think, would still be very active. I don't think it would be click, 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 click. And you know what I mean? Like, you're not really, like, you're,
it's all cooldowns and area effects.
You'll have that. That'll be there. But I do think it'll be more, again, and I'm not even making a joke, DC Universe Online, which was in action MMO, right? That was one of their big things, is that, you know, you wanted to swing your weapon, you swung your weapon. You wanted to do your special move, you did your special move. But it wasn't like some of these other MMOs that are just like, you're clicking the button and the person's doing the thing and it isn't in real time. It isn't, you know, if you follow me on this.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so I think you have to have that for Horizon.
So the assumption is that this is the multiplayer game, right? This isn't like they're working on two different games.
Correct. That would be my hope, and I would hope it would meet somewhere in the middle of what we're thinking of, what a co-op Horizon would look like, and then what an MMO would look like on that spectrum you get right in the middle of it.
I think for me also, I'm not playing much Guild Wars because I'm typically not an MMO type person. What does decide me as well, though, is I assume Guild Wars being like any other MMO, I assume you're talking about being in a Horizon world that has plenty of other players in it too, right? And encountering other people and crossing paths with other players. That to me sounds awesome, especially in the idea that you can have your build of what your character is and go, cool, I am on a stun build, right? Like all of my arrows or my weapons are built toward keeping the enemies in place so that my teammate can like have their own build that is healing, or my other teammate can have their own build that is tanking. I think that idea applied to Horizon could go far and could be really interesting and could be very exciting, especially when it is the in-the-moment experiences of coming across other players and teaming up and trading items and doing all that stuff. That could be really interesting for Horizon.
And that's, again, where you start really talking about what is an MMO RPG in 2022, 2023, maybe since they're still hiring people, 2024, 2025. But it is that idea of you can have the giant living, breathing hub world, right? Where it is you walk in, you know, you come in from a quest and poof, there's dozens on people of people in your instance that are there, right? And then the general open areas you can run to together, but then also the thing that you are teaming up on and going off on, and maybe parties are only three people, two people, you know what I mean? Then there are raids that are four people, five people that you...
The Horizon raid sounds awesome.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, there we go. We just did it.
We did it.
We solved it.
All right.
Natural. All right, good. I'm glad I got you on board with me. I'm excited to see what this turns into.
Same.
Number two on the Roper Report, Call of Duty will get full premium release in 2023. It's rumored to be a Modern Warfare 2 expansion. This is Logan Plant at IGN.com. Call of Duty publisher Activision Blizzard says the annualized franchise will see a full premium release in 2023. During its Q3 2022 earnings results, Activision Blizzard wrote about Call of Duty heading into next year, revealing that the company has plans for, quote, the most robust Call of Duty live operations to date, the next full premium release in the blockbuster annual series, and even more engaging free-to-play experiences across all platforms, end quote. However, whether this means a brand new game or more premium-priced content for this year's Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 remains unclear. Bloomberg's Jason Schreier addressed Activision Blizzard's wording, saying, quote, full premium release Activision... saying the, quote, full premium release Activision Blizzard is talking about is, quote, a continuation of Modern Warfare 2. It's called a full premium release because they'll probably going to market and sell it as a $70 game with a new single and multiplayer content, but it's more Modern Warfare 2, end quote. Schreier also clarified his knowledge of the upcoming Call of Duty timeline. According to Schreier, 2023 will see a Modern Warfare 2 paid premium expansion from Sledgehammer, which is set to have a lot of content. Apparently, the size of the expansion is what could justify Activision's full premium release wording. Then, Schreier claims the next Call of Duty entry is coming from Treyarch in 2024. Officially, Call of Duty 2023 has not been delayed. In a statement to IGN earlier this year, Activision said, quote, we have an exciting slate of premium and free-to-play Call of Duty experiences for this year, next year, and beyond. Reports of anything otherwise are incorrect. We look forward to sharing more details when the time is right. And then, yeah, Schreier's tweet verbatim read, "Let me make this super clear. Next game by Treyarch is coming out in 2024. Next year, there will be a Modern Warfare 2 premium, parentheses, paid expansion by Sledgehammer. It's supposed to have a lot. It's supposed to have lots of content. Maybe that's why they call it a full release, but it's more Modern Warfare 2.
Greg, this one aligns with kind of the direction that I've been expecting them to go with Call of Duty. Because in our last conversation about Call of Duty, we were coming off of the reports that Sledgehammer was working on a sequel to Call of Duty Advanced Warfare that's supposedly supposed to come out in 2025. And that shocked me a little bit just because Sledgehammer Games, right, came out with Vanguard last year. Vanguard didn't set the world on fire for Activision in terms of what Call of Duty typically does, right? Like, compared to Modern Warfare and compared to Black Ops, Vanguard, I think, for Activision, had disappointing sales and reception, even though it had some of the best sales of the year, right? It was still the highest-selling game of the year because it was Call of Duty. So my expectation with Call of Duty has been for them to take a step back with it to some degree, right? And, sure. For me, the idea is, hey, what if we distill this down to Modern Warfare and Black Ops and just have that be the rotation? And this is where I would have assumed they would have started that off with, of, hey, we just released Modern Warfare 2. What if instead of releasing Black Ops next year or a Sledgehammer game next year, what if we just doubled down on Modern Warfare and did Modern Warfare colon whatever, whatever. Modern Warfare colon, Modern Warfare 2 colon No Russian, right? Like, what if we did that game next year, right?
And had it makes sense rotation. With a crazy player install base, right? Yesterday, you guys talked about the fact that it crossed $1 billion in sales faster than any game in the franchise, right? Like,
yeah.
There's an audience out there that loves Modern Warfare, and again, how long can you keep everybody on the grind of having a $70 premium release every year? That's brand spanking new. I think this makes a lot of sense. It makes a ton of sense, right? Especially as you look at something like Ubisoft and what they've done with Assassin's Creed, right? Mm. Where it is like, all right, cool, we're slowing down the major Assassin's Creed releases, but what that means is when you get an Odyssey, when you get a Valhalla, a year later you get a big expansion, if not sooner, if not, you know, a couple big expansions, right? But it is that idea of, we'll keep you engaged with the content you already have.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, here this would make sense to switch this way.
And Call of Duty is already so saturated nowadays, right? Like, Call of Duty isn't what Call of Duty was in the late 2010s, or in the late 2000s, right? Like, around 2010, right, where it is, oh, yeah, here's just Black Ops 2 is the one Call of Duty you're getting for the year. All right, Modern Warfare 2, original Modern Warfare 2, I guess, is the only Call of Duty game you're getting for the year. No, now it is, hey, we're about to launch Warzone 2. Hey, you got Call of Duty Mobile, right? Hey, you got, like, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, and all this is active at the same time.
Yeah.
I think there's so much Call of Duty out there that you don't necessarily need a brand new numbered release every single year, especially if your plan is to do a quote-unquote premium release in the form of an expansion. The question I have is, how much is this expansion going to be? If it is
premium,
an expansion, right? Like, Jason Schreier talks about premium, and he's talking about it supposedly having lots of content. And so maybe it is a $70 expansion, which would be wild, but I wouldn't put it past them. Maybe it is $40, $50 is going to get you a new campaign and a bunch of shit for multiplayer. I think that is along the realms of possibility as well.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how Activision Blizzard frames this. And then, of course, when Microsoft actually has the ownership, what are they going to change? What will they keep? Where will they go? We'll have to wait and see, ladies and gentlemen. But right now, let's go to Hollywood. Number three, Gears of War is getting a movie and an animated series. This is Boris Kitt over at The Hollywood Reporter. Gears of War, one of the biggest video game franchises on the Xbox platform, is heading to Netflix. The announcement comes after long months of negotiation. These arduous months marching through the boardrooms trying to make this happen. Long months of negotiations in a competitive environment, with the streamer nabbing the media rights and partnering with The Coalition, the Canadian game developer behind the franchise. It also comes on the franchise's 16th anniversary. The first Gears of War game was released on November 7th, 2006. Netflix has grand ambitions for the title and a plan that includes first adapting the video game saga into a live-action feature, followed by an adult animated series. If everything turns up roses, more stories would follow.
Hell yeah.
Just awesome. Make them already. Barrett, was this you yesterday? Somebody else, this story went through, and somebody exclaimed, like, I'm sick of talking about all these video game IP projects. Oh, just make something already.
Yeah, I feel like it's every other week. It's like, oh, Netflix is going to make this. Oh, Amazon's going to make this. It's like, fucking make them already, man.
At this rate, we're going to hit, 2024 is going to be a new series every single month that's dropping.
And it's going to be weirdly oversaturated.
Give me Fallout. Just drop Fallout for me right now. You know, drop oh, wow. Twisted Metal on Peacock.
Are they filming right now. That right now? Is Walt?
Yeah. I believe so. Yeah.
Walter Goggins? Or no? Yeah. I screwed this one up. Right? It's Walton Goggins. Walton Goggins.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm so excited for that Fallout.
I can't wait. That's great.
And Twisted Metal. Yeah. And Bioshock. Like, there is a lot of exciting stuff in the works right now.
I forgot about the Bioshock.
I forgot
Jesus
about Bioshock
Christ.
Too. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bioshock is happening as well.
So
are they filming that? You sure?
Honestly, this is a recent story.
Yeah, that was a recent Netflix
again. It's
thing.
I can't separate it anymore. Yeah. I know that Twisted Metal has been filmed. Because that one Kind of Funny fan wrote in and was like, I will break all the embargoes and tell you what I thought of the show. I'm like, great, thank you very much. And then, of course, Last of Us, December 15th, can't wait. January.
Digital Spy, a website I don't think I've heard of, had this to say on September 3rd. Netflix's Bioshock movie takes exciting step forward. Netflix's feature film adaptation of the popular video game franchise Bioshock has taken an exciting step forward as Hunger Games' Francis Lawrence has come on board as the director of the film. According to Deadline, along with the director, Michael Green has joined the film. And I remember reporting on this now. Michael Green has joined the film and has been tasked with adapting the script. Netflix has announced in February that was in the process of making a Bioshock movie.
What did Michael Green write before? Because it was specifically him that I was like, oh, this could have promise specifically for Bioshock. I forget what it was.
Green Lantern.
Oh, also, that's Green Lantern Emerald. He helped out with Blade Runner, I believe, 2049.
There's a thing here that says American Gods. I'm just looking at the Wikipedia page.
Sure, yep, fair enough.
Yep.
2036, Nexus Dawn. Death on the Nile.
Yep.
Alien
Gears
Covenant.
Of War could be a cool show.
Haven't they been talking about doing a Gears of War show for like a decade?
Haven't they been
like
talking about doing every video game show for a decade?
That's fair.
You know?
That's very fair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited for this. I hope they get Batista for it.
Yeah.
Because I think that's the connection everybody makes when they look at Marcus Fenix. They go like, hey, just make this Batista.
Well, Batista was in the game too, right? Wasn't he a skin?
I think he was, yeah.
Because I saw the New Day respond, or, you know, just mainly Woods, but you know, Austin Creed from Up, Up, Down, Down, saying, well, it's canonically, we're in it too. And then he put in the shot of them in their New Day outfit and the Gears, put us in there too.
Was Terry Crews in the game as well? Confident.com.
He was in a commercial, or am I just thinking of Crackdown?
I think you're just thinking of Crackdown. You're thinking of him in like the big suit, because he was in a big suit in Crackdown as well. But that was they put in because there's the fan casting of Batista as Marcus Fenix. I feel like it wasn't Batista put into the game as like a DLC thing. Chat let
like
me know.
Like a skin?
Yeah, he was. Yeah. I remember that.
Cool. This sounds cool. I'm into it.
Ice-T was apparently in the third one.
You're thinking of the Coltrane, baby, is what Garrett says.
Remember Coltrane?
This is my other question. I'm not a Gears of War person. I've never played all the way through a Gears of War. Is Gears of War, and I feel like I'm opening up a can of worms, is Gears of War worth playing for me as somebody who's not like been into the franchise? Is it one that I'm like, that you're like, play every single Gears of War? Or can I just play the last one?
I feel like this is a Snowback Mike question.
And also, would it appeal to me? Chat, you know me, and you know my taste in games.
It's not
Gears
a Snowback
of War
Mike question.
Really?
He's going to say yes no matter what.
No, Mike gives good advice.
Does he?
I mean, about video games. Come here, I'm saying. To
this
the
is what I want.
Studio.
If Mike would be down, I would do co-op Gears of War with Mike. Because at that point, I'm playing to hang out.
Sure. That was something we were supposed to do. I wanted to do the new Gears stuff when a New Day was in it. And he was always, yeah, Greg, we can make that happen. And they never made it happen, you know? Classic Mike.
That's Mike. That's Mike for you.
This is the whole thing now. I've slacked him. We'll see how long it takes. Because I said hurry for him to come in here.
3 days.
I was going to say, Mike doesn't check this. And were you here the other day? This is like last week. But I went to my desk and I put my computer down. And there was a post-it note. And I pulled it up and it was from Mike. And he's like, hey, Greg, I need to talk to you when you get this. Hit me up. And so then I'm like, okay. And then he came back in the room. I'm like, how old is this post-it? And he's like, oh, it's a week and a half old. What? I'm like, we have so many digital forms of communications and we've had conversations. Why would you rely on a post note you put underneath my monitor?
That's so funny.
He's a nightmare.
He's from
person.
Like a different generation, I feel like.
What's Barrett's got an update on Mike?
He's in the restroom, I think.
Thank you.
Well, so then. He'll never see that Slack.
Doesn't matter then. Maybe he will after we talk about this. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, you should go to patreon.com/kindoffunny. It keeps the lights and the mics working. Of course, over there, you could give us a few different bucks. You could get your name read. You could get all the shows ad-free. You could get the 38 episodes of exclusive programming we put up. Some of it each and every day. That's right. There's a Greg way there. There's a great new next-gen podcast up. Shitlist is always fantastic. I digress. Remember blank? Don't worry about it. There's a lot of content up there. But of course, most important for you right now, you can get each and every episode of Kinda Funny Games Daily ad ad-free. But guess what, Jack? You're not on patreon.com/kindoffunny. So here's a word from our sponsor.
Shout out to Shady Rays for sponsoring this episode. Shady Rays has all the essentials you need to make summer complete. Shady Rays sunglasses offer an industry-best combination of fit, style, and performance without the big brand price tag. Shady Rays offers the most insane protection program in all of eyewear. Every pair is backed by lost and broken replacements. If you lose or break your pair, even on day one, they will send you a brand new pair. They also provide 10 meals to fight hunger in America with every order and have donated over 20 million meals to date. Look good in your shades and feel good by making an impact. If you don't love them, exchange for a new pair or return them for free within 30 days. There is no risk when you shop with Shady Rays. Their team always has your back. Exclusively for y'all listening right now, Shady Rays is giving out their best deal of the season. You can go to ShadyRays.com and use code KINDOFUNNY for 50% off 2+ pairs of polarized sunglasses. Try for yourself the shades rated 5 stars by over 200,000 people. And there you go. Check it out. Shout out to Factor, a ready-to-eat meal delivery. They shop, prep, cook, and deliver to your door so you can just enjoy chef-crafted, dietitian-approved meals during the holidays, minus the hassle. Plus, with 34 meals per week, including Gourmet Plus, Keto, Calorie, Smart, Vegan Plus, Plus Veggie, and 36-plus weekly add-ons, you'll have plenty of nutritious, flavorful options to choose from. Moving into the new studio has totally changed Gia and I's day-to-day routine, but luckily, Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals make it easy for her to fuel up fast at home and save time with meals delivered ready to heat and eat in just 2 minutes. Factor has everything you need for a week of flavorful, nutritious eats. In addition to ready-to-eat meals, they have cold-pressed juices, smoothies, energy bites, extra protein, veggie sides, and more. Head to go.factor75.com/kindoffunny60 and use code kindoffunny60 to get 60% off your first box. That's code kindoffunny60 at go.factor75.com/kindoffunny60 to get 60% off your first box. And shout out to MeUndies. The holidays are officially upon us, and it's time to start celebrating, like actually celebrating. It's your holiday too, so you should be able to relax and do what you love. If that means watching every single seasonally themed rom-com, so be it. Live your life, do your thing. It's the most wonderful time of the year to try MeUndies because they're currently offering a very merry deal. You can get 20% off your first purchase with free standard shipping and free returns when you go to MeUndies.com/kindafunny. Y'all already know how much I love MeUndies. Even right now, I'm wearing MeUndies socks, I'm wearing MeUndies undies, and this very t-shirt is made of the same soft, beautifully soft micromodal fabric that MeUndies is famous for. Their undies, loungewear, and sleepwear are made out of the softest, most supple fabric you have ever felt, and that is a fact. They're available in sizes extra small all the way up through 4XL. MeUndies has what you need to make all your favorite people smile this holiday season, all in one convenient place. Feel free to start thinking about yourself now. You can get 20% off your first order, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee by going to MeUndies.com/kindafunny. That's MeUndies.com/kindafunny.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage, the host of the Kinda Funny X-Cast, the master of hype, it's Snowbike, Mike. Mike, how are you this Tuesday?
Good morning, everybody. I'm doing great. Thank you, Greg, and thank you, Bless, for having me on set today.
Thanks for coming through.
I don't know what we're talking about, but I'm here to have some fun.
So our good friends over at The Hollywood Reporter are reporting on the Gears of War movie and animated series, adult animated series. That means dicks and vaginas left
Whoa.
And right. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. I was going to go with a lot of blood and gore, but okay, I like it better.
They know what people love. Mike, the question has been raised by the one, the only, Blessing Eddie Oyeyi Jr. Should he pick up a Lancer and play through Gears? He's never played through Gears.
Really quick, before I answer that question.
What's up, Mike?
Greg, remember when I tried to take you through Gears 5?
And you never called me.
You quickly were like, I'm good on this one, Mike. And we never went back. Gears of War, an all-time franchise in any video game ecosystem. It is a must-do. And so I'll start off this segment with, hey, Bless, did you know over on Patreon right now, you can check out our latest Patreon-exclusive show, Remember Blank, where I interviewed Cliffy Bleszinski, the creator of Gears of War, for my first ever episode. And this guy is full of fun times. You should go check it out. It'll get you hyped for Gears of War. Why you should play Gears of War? Because, of course, it's an Xbox mainstay. It is one of the flagship titles, and it is one of the best over-the-shoulder, third-person action-adventure shooter games on the market. It is wild to see the lineage of where we were in the early 2000s to where we are today, where it is still a mainstay with Xbox, right? Mm-hmm. And that's on the back of awesome gameplay, right? You're over the shoulder. It's gritty. It's gory. It's got a very adult theme to it all, right? And on top of that, you got dope characters. Dom, Coltrane, Marcus Fenix, and the crew. Like, there's so many awesome moments in that. Great storytelling.
What's the special sauce?
The gameplay. I mean, it is the roadie running from cover to cover, jumping off of cover, Nasher shotgunning somebody from point blank and seeing them blow up into different pieces. It's having the long shots or the long bow and just taking that nasty snipe shot and hearing just the crack of someone's head pop and then the blood ooze from them. It's getting the torque bow and just getting that perfect kill and they explode. And so it's the gameplay that carries this.
Okay.
The story is good. It is fine. I mean, like, it's a fun story, but I don't think you and I are going to look back 20 years from now.
It's an action blockbuster, I assume, type thing.
Action blockbuster.
Okay. Which I'm down for. Touching moments. I'm down for. Now, my other question is, are you willing to take me through it?
100%.
Because I think I'd enjoy it more on co-op. I know you can play through co-op, right?
You can play through co-op on all of them. I think there's a really cool moment to be seen. Of course, it's FPS boosted now on Xbox backwards compatibility.
Yes.
So you're getting the best of the best. You have a big lineage of games and also a killer multiplayer suite. And I know you and I love getting down on some multiplayer games so we can test your might. And I know one awesome WWE superstar, Xavier Woods, a.k.a. Austin Creed, loves to play Gears. And we can play some Horde mode with him one day, too.
You're selling me. All right, Mike. Put on the
thanks,
calendar.
You too. Great job. Appreciate
Mike.
That.
Mike, I'll let you know, you're a great call on the Remember Blank. I tweeted it out. So if you're watching live, you can go right there. Get it. Watch it. One of our 38 episodes that are exclusive.
Oh, yeah.
I digress.
That's exciting. We'll play that after or before we play The Witcher 3. We catch up with that.
Yeah, right? Yeah, it's one of those things. God, imagine if we had all the free time in the world. God. Imagine if we didn't have this fucking job.
I'm so down for The Witcher 3 thing, though. It's coming to PS5. That's the...
Yeah, Radic says by the end of the year. By the end of the year, Radic is still saying. He's probably in the chat right now watching. We'll pay attention.
Will they update the gameplay, do you think?
I don't know, but I'm fine with the gameplay. Like... Mm. I'm just there.
The gameplay
is
hard for me to go back to. I really loved it in 2015, but after a few years,
it definitely took me some adjusting to. Right, like when I first started off The Witcher 3, I was like, "Oh man, I don't know about this combat." But after a while, I was like, "Okay, it's fine. It gets the job done."
Whenever I go back to it next, I need to play enough of it where I can just unlock Gwent. Play Gwent for
you can
50
just play
hours.
Gwent on your phone right now. Yeah, you can also play Marvel Snap. Come play Marvel Snap with us, Barrett.
No,
come play Marvel Snap
have,
with us.
I don't have time for that.
And Barrett, people are getting on you in the chat for the gameplay. And this is what I want to tell people, right? I remember playing Witcher 3, and I don't know if you played at launch like I did, Barrett. But I remember after a week or two, they had to put out an update. It might have been later. They put out an update because the walking wait radius was too wide, right? Like that game had some gameplay. Don't act like the game was perfect.
It's just one of those things where it's like an action RPG, and I feel like that game did a lot for pushing forward action RPGs for the next few years from like 2015 to 2020. But then it's hard to go back to the first game in that era of, you know, what we can actually do in a very big action open world RPG.
That said, I would love to go back. Let's do it.
To Witcher?
Witcher 3, yeah.
Let's get on the other side of all these games and we'll see how much time we got.
Greg, what were you reacting to?
Either the Keurig has gone bad, or it's just the fact that I was drinking Pete's pods that we had earlier, and now I try to switch back to the Dunkin' pods, and they ain't it, bro. Mm. They ain't it. Push it away from me. Don't want it. Put the napkin on it. Number four on the Roper Report, Nintendo is establishing a joint venture company with DNA. This is Andy Robinson over at VGC. Nintendo has announced the formation of a new subsidiary company with DNA Co. Limited, the Japanese firm behind many of its mobile games. The new company, Nintendo Systems Co. Ltd., will open in April 2023 in Tokyo, owned 80% by Nintendo, and focus on, quote, the development and operation of services to strengthen the digitalization of Nintendo's business, end quote. Nintendo first partnered with the Japanese mobile firm in 2015 and acquired 15% of the overall company. DNA has released several mobile games under Nintendo's supervision since, including Miitomo, Super Mario Run, Fire Emblem Heroes, Animal Crossing Pocket Camp, and Mario Kart Tour. However, Nintendo's announcement of the joint venture notes that it will be focused not just on apps for smart devices, but, quote, the joint development and operation of membership services across various devices, end quote. Quote, based on the expertise accumulated over the past or the 7+ years and the experience of co-developing multiple services based on Nintendo Account, Nintendo and DNA will advance their partnership and establish a new joint venture company, the announcement reads. With the objective to strengthen the digitalization of Nintendo's business, the joint venture company will research and develop, as well as create value-added services to further reinforce Nintendo's relationship with consumers,
hell
end
yeah.
quote.
How much do you love business talk? Because that is so much.
You have a section coming up there, just some stories. I put all this business speak in there. What are they even fucking saying?
They're saying they're trying to make their online better, is what I think.
You can see that in there. That's what I'd like to read, since Nintendo's online is notoriously not great.
Yeah.
It does not feel connected between things.
And reading between the lines a little bit for me, I also think that it seems like Nintendo's mobile pursuit hasn't panned out the way they've wanted it to pan out, with like a few exceptions, right?
Sure,
Fire Emblem Heroes is fucking killing it in terms of sales. And even if you click into the VGC article, they have a chart that shows the revenue made off of each of Nintendo's mobile releases in partnership with DNA. And it is like fucking Fire Emblem Heroes has made more than everything else combined,
sure.
right? And everything else, when you look at it, it's like Mario Run and all the other games mentioned here. Those, I think, have made probably way less money than Nintendo foresaw those franchises making. And so I think for them, I wonder if they're like, all right, let's figure out a different way to get more out of this deal we have.
Value adds are always interesting. I like that. That's what we talk about. Yeah. You know, all right, cool. We have all these goddamn subscription services. Nintendo obviously is taking their subscription service seriously with the back catalog of games they're giving out and stuff for the expansion pass. What does that do? What can you add? And how do you tie that into the mobile games? And how do you make all that work together in, you know, a real Nintendo Online ID?
Yeah. And I really hope that works for them, right? Like, I hope this is a big step for them to. They talk about the digitalization, which is a terrible word for it, but I kind of get what they mean when they're talking about like, yeah, well, let's get our online network stuff in line, right? Because people complain about Nintendo Online all the time. If this is a step towards that, then amazing. If this is a step towards a Nintendo like PlayStation Plus type deal or like PlayStation Online / Xbox Live type deal,
sure.
Oh fuck yeah! But man, do they
keep
have
getting
a
your
long
hopes
way
up.
To go?
Keep getting your hopes up for that. We'll see what happens, ladies and gentlemen. But yeah, Nintendo is doing business out there. Don't worry about it.
Also, let me tell you, when I first started reading this article, I was like, oh no, NFTs? Is that what this is?
Because
the buzz terms they're using are just the wrong buzz terms. But you get to the end of it, and it's like, okay, cool.
Okay.
They're not doing that.
Maybe we won't go that way.
It's a different kind of digitalization.
We got more business from you. We're going to read from Tom Ivan at VGC for story number 5. He says, Capcom is partnering with Tencent's Teamy, because it's like me.
Teamy,
for a new Monster Hunter. Capcom is partnering with Tencent's Teamy Studio to create a new Monster Hunter game for mobile devices. The pair said on Tuesday the in-development game will reproduce the hunting actions that define the Monster Hunter series while offering players a new game experience unique to mobile platforms. Monster Hunter is Capcom's second best-selling franchise with 88 million units shipped as of September 2022, trailing only Resident Evil at 131 million and comfortably ahead of the third place Street Fighter, 49 million. Established in 2008, Teamy is best known for in the West for Call of Duty Mobile, which has topped 650 million downloads since launching in November 2019.
If this all goes well, this is gonna do gangbusters.
We need a full stop right now.
What's
I'm sorry,
up?
A full stop in the chat right there. OMGesus says KF hasn't said anything about voting today. If you haven't voted yet, please do that. Thanks, smiley emoji. OMGesus, I can't tell you to fuck off any harder. You got here late, clearly. You didn't watch the goddamn opening of the show, which
Time
we literally said
out.
This. We literally fucking did this and said this. I don't mind any of you clown shoe listener chatters coming in and being wrong, but to fucking come out and be so fucking wrong, we're having a great show, we're having a lot of fun here, we already did our civic duty and voted, we already did our civic duty and told you to vote, and then you want to come in 53 minutes into the fucking show and be like, they didn't talk about vote. How much, Barrett, fucking...
I timed him out, it's okay.
Well, here's what you need to do right now, Barrett. I need you to write vote right there, right? Just in just plain text. I don't care. It can be Comic Sans. Just put VOT there. Then everybody will know. Then I don't have to fucking worry about OMGesus coming in and being like, they didn't do the intro to the show because I just got here. They're on story number 5. Where were the first 4?
What?
E. Vote. Put all the letters up. All right? Or just put VOD up, and then it's an even funnier joke. But whoever gets here for story number 6 is like, what the fuck are they talking about?
Go vote.
Sorry, back to Monster Hunter on mobile devices.
I feel like this is more of a you story because you've been into Monster Hunters before.
Yeah.
Does this excite you? Are you down to play?
I feel like it's both. Thank you very much. And use the cool vote font too. I like that. I feel like it's both. Where it's like, on the one hand, a mobile game, on the other hand, I'm addicted to Marvel Snap. Obviously, Call of Duty Mobile is fucking killing it. And of course, Monster Hunter, right, earned so much of its fan base by being mobile, right? Like, remember, my introduction to Monster Hunter was, of course, reviewing it on PSP, in which Capcom had to come over, and they taught me how to play it because it was so obtuse, but also sat there and just talked about, like, you don't understand how big of a deal this is in Japan. You don't understand what it's like to be over there, and everybody's playing this on the train. Everybody is playing Monster Hunter over there. And they were accurate, right? As you see, their second best-selling franchise. To take that idea and the origins, because now I do, when I think of, and I know I'm just me, but like now when I think you say Monster Hunter, I think of Monster Hunter World and how much fun I had with Monster Hunter World, right? And how many hours I put into Monster Hunter World. To take that origin, though, and even what they did on Switch, and think about the fact that if they could actually nail that and put it on the phone, like how much of a runaway success that would be. And maybe, you know, reinvigorate the franchise I shouldn't even say that because it's still incredibly successful. Maybe I should say, bring the franchise to a new group of players who have never played it, right?
Yeah, I think that'd be such a great move for it, right? I think we've seen different Monster Hunter iterations within the last few releases speak to bigger and bigger audiences, right? Monster Hunter being a big one, right? Being the big AAA release of Monster Hunter in the last few years. But even Monster Hunter Rise, that was one that I think really pushed it for the Switch audience as well,
and then
expanding into mobile. I think, and you know, Monster Hunter being in the top three best-selling Capcom franchise.
That's correct. It's number two.
Number two. Like, yeah, put that on mobile, right? Expand that further, and take advantage of the handheld aspect of it, right? Like, that's the game that I would imagine that would fit in that form. That, like, hey, let me get this quick hit, let me do this one hunt, let me do this one objective, daily or whatever ways you take it and adapt it to mobile. Yeah, like, give people that gameplay loop to get them hooked on it.
Number six on the Roper Report, EA has ended the Project Cars series. This is Chris Scullion over at VGC. EA has decided to end the Project Cars series. In a statement made to GamesIndustry.biz, the publisher confirmed that the series would be coming to an end, with Slightly Mad Studio staff being moved over to other EA Sports and racing games where possible. Slightly Mad was acquired by Codemasters in November 2019 for $30 million, and as part of the deal, Codemasters retained the rights to the Project Cars IP. Codemasters was then acquired by EA in 2021, giving EA the rights to all Codemasters' existing IP, including Project Cars. Quote, following an evaluation of the next Project Cars title and its long-term growth potential, we have made the decision to stop further development and investment for the franchise, EA's statement reads.
I'm sure there's a sad story for Project Cars fans, but also I think this is to be expected when you're talking about EA acquiring Codemasters, and that just then expanding their racing game portfolio probably too much, right? Because EA was already making racing games. We were talking about Need for Speed. And F1, I guess, was probably under Codemasters, if I remember correctly. But when you're EA and you already have those studios, you have Ghost Games, you have Criterion, you have studios already making racing games, and then you acquire Codemasters, a studio that is known for making racing games, like, unfortunately, some of them are going to get cut, right? I'm looking through their I'm on ea.com/games/library/racing to look at.
You're right. It rolls right off your thing.
Yeah, and I'm to look at, like, what are all the EA games that they have right now that are racing games? And it is Need for Speed Unbound is about to come out. There's F1 22. There's Grid Legends. There's F1 Mobile. There's F1 2021. There's Dirt 5. There's Project Cars, right? And the list goes on. I think for EA, their move with this naturally is to go, all right, how can we consolidate in a way that makes sense so that we're not just doing a shotgun blast of a bunch of different racing games for you? And I think it is going to be, all right, let's, you know, have an arcade racer that is going to be Need for Speed.
Yeah.
Let's have a sim racer that is going to be F1. Let's have maybe a third pillar of racer that could be whatever thing. But I think this makes sense, even though I'm sure it is very unfortunate for people that are super into Project Cars.
And I wonder, I don't know what the thermometer is at on Project Cars anymore, because I remember when I went to Judges Week 1 year, and it was like a big deal that, like, hey, Project Cars is here. It's this community-driven racer. There's all this creation aspect. It's a small team making this game that's really beloved. You know, it's rivaling all the other big ticket AAA car games or whatever, and then to see that it, you know, slowly got acquired up by EA even when they dodged it the first time, and then now that those people are being folded in, you see where it'll go. But I'm not sure where people are anymore saying, hey, what do I think about,
give me Burnout. It's my one request, EA. Been asking for years, over a decade at this point.
But I mean, you'll get it and it won't be what you want,
but at least I'll get it. Like, at least give me some closure.
This is back to Sonic.
Yeah.
They made the game you wanted, but they made it a 3 out of 5.
And you know what? Like, I played the hell out of that game, but I'm going to play more. Give me a Burnout, even if – actually, no. Let me not Monkey's Paw. Right? I was going to say, even if it's a 3 out of 5. No, give me a good Burnout. Give me a good Burnout. You have Codemasters. They'd make a banger Burnout. You have Criterion working on the next Need for Speed. Cool. Let them make Burnout after. Just give me a new Burnout. Thank you, Barrett. Thank you. Burnout, please. Please.
The wall was a
mistake. How many times does Need for Speed have to fail? Or like,
aren't people excited for the new one? Like, they liked it. Kind looked of excited. At it. It kind of looked like Tokyo Drift, right?
People liked the last one, Need for Speed Heat, but it's not like they loved it. It was not like it set the world on fire. Need for Speed has been just fucking just crawling along, doing fine, and they keep putting out these.
Things that crawl usually aren't doing fine. like a baby or whatever. You know what I mean?
Mediocre, defined to good Need for Speed games. And I'm like, all right, cool. Good for Need for Speed that you can just mediocre way your way to success. Now just give me a Burnout. Give me a Burnout that's good and just see how it does. Just see how it does and sales numbers, and if it doesn't do for you, go back to Need for Speed.
Number 7 on the Roper Report, speaking of doing well, Grand Theft Auto 5 has reached 170 million units sold. Red Dead Redemption has hit 70 million sold. This is Andrea Sheeran over at IGN.com. Publisher Take-Two Interactive has announced another milestone for Grand Theft Auto 5 with 170 million units sold, while Red Dead Redemption has hit the 70 million mark. During Take-Two's quarterly earnings call, the company investor presentation revealed sales numbers for both series. As a franchise, GTA has sold more than 385 million units, with 170 million of those attributed to GTA 5.
Cool.
Goddamn.
That's wild, though, that GTA 5 is now, what, approaching almost half of total Grand Theft Auto's sold?
Yeah.
That's wild numbers, and that also explains why they're taking their time.
Money! And why they keep putting it out. When's the last time you went back to GTA Online? Because when the next gen dropped, I know we were excited about it for a second.
Yeah, I think that was it. I don't know when the next time I'm going to hop into GTA Online is. I think they would need an expansion that is.
We're too busy with The Witcher.
I'm going to be too busy with The Witcher Gears. 3. Maybe if they put in another rapper. Because they did the Dr. Dre expansion, and that got me in. If they do another expansion that is another big rap artist or somebody I care about, then I'll maybe play for a little bit. But I think my days of playing a lot of GTA Online are over with until GTA 6.
Well, the days of Nintendo making money aren't over. We got some Nintendo numbers. This is number 8 on the Roper Report. Ollie Reynolds over at Nintendo Life writes, Nintendo has released its 6 months earning report for the fiscal year ending March 2023. Nintendo Switch sales have reached over 114 million units. We've also got an update on the top 10 best-selling Nintendo Switch games. There's no major change from the last update back in August, but one notable exception is that Ring Fit Adventure. Selling a total of 14.87 million units, the fitness game has overtaken Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu / Pokemon Let's Go Eevee, which itself sold a total of 14.81 million units. So it's a close one, but a solid effort from Ring Fit Adventure.
Hell yeah.
Top 10 lists look like this then. Number 1, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Number 2, Animal Crossing New Horizons. Number 3, Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. Number 4, Breath of the Wild. Number 5, Sword and Shield. Number 6, Super Mario Odyssey. Number 7, Super Mario Party. Number 8, Pokemon Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl. Number 9, Ring Fit Adventure. Number 10, Pokemon Let's Go, Eevee and Pikachu.
It's so wild because this isn't the first time we've seen Diamond and Pearl on this list, bless. Mm-hmm. And I feel like no one fucking talked about that game.
That game came and went, and
it sold so well.
How close are we to the new Pokemon?
Like 10 like days.
Week
10
away,
days
yeah.
Huh, okay. I'm excited about that. But
same.
10 days is so far away, bless. Mm. If I wanted something more immediate, say what came to the mom and grab shop, where would I go?
You would go to the official list of upcoming software across each and every platform as listed by the Kind of Funny Games Daily Show hosts each and every weekday.
Yeah. Out today, a little to the left on PC and Mac. Football Manager 2023 on Xbox Everywhere, Switch, and PC. Oddworld Soulstorm is on Switch. Return to Monkey Island is on PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X/S. Sifu is on Switch. Sonic Frontiers is available on all the PlayStations, all the Xboxes, Switch, and PC. You can get Blessing's review on TikTok. And, of course, a great YouTube review yesterday on the Gamescast, youtube.com/kindafunnygames. Then you got Land of Vikings Early Access on PC. Nadir, a grim dark deck builder on PC, and then the ultimate deck builder, Marvel Snap Season 2 is out right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's go.
Black Panther themed. Let's go.
Let's go.
Clicked as soon as I got home, clicked on it, bought it. Let's go.
Man, I haven't spent money on it yet.
I am now $22 in the hole.
Wow.
Because I did both battle passes and then that Captain America
launch pack. A little bit more than you're spending on donuts.
Just, oh yeah. We'll see in the end how it goes. Hey, you know what I think about sometimes?
Mm-hmm.
You remember when you talked me out of buying that Captain America, like $50 pack for that Marvel Future Revolution, right? Wasn't that it or whatever? Thank God. I did not play a lot of that game.
Did you play much of that?
I played more of it, but it's not having a controller sucked. If they put controller support in, I would play more. I would go back to it.
Mm-hmm. But really quick, sorry for Sifu on Twitch. I need someone to play it and let me know how bad it is.
I mean, look what they did to your boy, Bless. The fact that they put this out in the trailer for during the Nintendo Direct of all places, and they're like, yeah, the Sifu you know and love, here's this fucked up version of it that's running on Switch. God, why? Why?
Deals of the day for you, Hot Wheels Unleashed is $12.49 on Xbox.
Hell yeah.
We asked people watching live on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames and, of course, youtube.com/kindoffunnygames to go to kindoffunny.com/you'rewrong and tell us what we screw up as we screw it up so we can set the record straight for everybody watching later. Mr. Hawks182 says, not a year wrong, but more information. Not only was Batista released as a skin for Marcus Phoenix in Gears 5, he also re-recorded all of Marcus's dialogue for the campaign.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
And, then everybody else is making voting jokes, because that's just hilarious. You know what I mean?
This is comedy.
You go after one kid, you get into it like this. Of course, Kinda Funny Games Daily comes to you each and every weekday on a variety of platforms. Your hosts for the rest of the week look like this. Wednesday, Blessing and Greg. Thursday, Blessing and Tim. Friday, Bless, this is incorrect. Oh. I want you to know that there was a change made over the weekend that I think slipped by you. Friday will be Blessing. The one, the only, Jordan Midler. Is in town from VGC and we'll be swinging through to do
all
kind
the
of
way
funny games
from the UK.
Yes, definitely not of our country. I forget exactly which one. I think he's in the UK, right? But then you get into the whole thing over there about what's what. And I don't know. You know, I just stay away from it.
He's from Ghana.
If you're watching live on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames or watching youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. There is streaming content coming up next. It's going to be Mike and Nick playing some Call of Duty Spec Ops. Remember, if you want to catch that later, youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. That's where it'll be posted. Again, if you're going to the videos thing, go to Live Tab. But of course, there's a playlist for all the things you can go do. And you can just get in there and do it and have some fun there and watch that and have a great time. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Kinda Funny Games Daily. Each and every weekday on a variety of platforms, we run you through the nerdy video game news you need to know about. If you like that, head over to patreon.com/kindoffunny. Of course, you can get 38 episodes of bonus content. You can get this show ad-free. You can watch us record Kinda Funny Gamescast, PS I Love You, you name it. It's all over there. It's all ad-free. It's gaming content for you. If you want to write in to be part of the show with a question, comment, concern, of course, you can go for free to kindoffunny.com/KFGD. And if you wanted the shows for free, youtube.com/kindoffunnygames, twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. And of course, use the Epic creator code KINDOFFUNNY whenever you're checking out on the Epic Game Store or buying something like V-Bucks in Fortnite on your PlayStation, Rumbleverse Bucks. I forget what they call them already. Brawl Bucks? They have some funny name for it, too. On Xbox, whatever it is. Ladies and gentlemen, Blessing and I have more work to do. Get ready for this review season. But until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.